This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. First, they were for fun. Then they were for business. Think cool overhead camera shots and maybe Amazon deliveries. Now they are going to be potentially big-time sports. ESPN is teaming up with the International Drone Racing Association to live stream events. The three-day World Drone Racing Championships is coming August for 3 days of that, by the way. It's going to get cut down, though, to an hour-long TV broadcast as well. Think, if you are ESPN, potentially something like NASCAR in the sky. But as Marketplace's Sally Herships reports, streaming a race is one thing, turning a brand-new sport into a moneymaker, entirely another. Here's Sally.
It's called drone racing. So there are races, obviously, but there are also competitions of skill.
Think of it like a dog show, right? The dogs have to jump up and then jump down, move around, move up.
Chris Lencheski is CEO of the International Raceway Group. He says drone racing is so new, it makes millennials look old. So advertisers and sponsors will be targeting Generation Z, 11 to 16-year-olds. Think Mountain Dew or Coca-Cola. Lencheski says ESPN's brand will help pull in initial dollars. But long term?
The question is, just because you're racing doesn't necessarily mean anyone's actually going to watch.
When it comes to drone racing, there is a tiny hitch. The FAA won't allow drones to be raced over large crowds. And the roar of the crowd or the rev of an engine can be a big part of energizing viewers. Even the International Drone Racing Association admits watching drones race can be like watching gnats in the middle of a football field.
Watching this thing on YouTube, I thought, you know, this is really cool. But then after about 30 seconds, I thought, okay, what now?
Michael Leeds is a sports economist at Temple University.
You have the natural inclination to say, well, this is kind of like NASCAR, and you're going to appeal to the same kind of demographic, but it's not.
Leeds says NASCAR fans follow personalities, not robots. But the International Drone Racing Association says that's now. ESPN will bring higher quality production to the event, and viewers will get to know the pilots, like the 15-year-old who won $250,000 last year at the World Drone Prix in Dubai. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.